SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump's attempt to launch a review of government spending has been put on hold by a federal judge. The administration proposes a freeze on grants and loans during the review. Excluded from the freeze would be Social Security, Medicare and food stamps, student loans and scholarships. The spending review is itself frozen until at least Monday, per the judge's order. The Trump administration seems to think the federal government can get along with a smaller workforce, something less than the current 2 million-plus employees.
The White House is offering buyouts worth 8 months of salary to all federal employees who opt to act on the offer by February 6th in an effort to shrink the size of government.
Correspondent Lisa Dwyer. The Trump White House offering some clarity about the rash of drone sightings late last year.
Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt delivered the drone update directly from President Trump.
The drones that were flying over New Jersey in large numbers were authorized to be flown by the FAA for research and various other reasons.
She said other drones were operated by hobbyists and private individuals, but the public was not in danger.
This was not the enemy.
Greg Clugston, the White House.
Also at SRNNews.com, President Trump's nominee for Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. goes before the Senate Finance Committee today. Also today, the Senate Judiciary Committee votes on Attorney General nominee Pam Bondi, deciding whether to advance that nomination to the full Senate for a final vote. The White House making it clear that anyone who broke the law by entering the country illegally is subject to deportation. And Fed policymakers expected to hold the line on interest rates following their latest meeting. That meeting wraps up later today. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 27 points, NASDAQ futures 71 points higher. This is SRN News. China is moving up the World Watch list.
The annual ranking of the worst persecutors of Christians, compiled by Open Doors US, puts China at number 15 this year, up from 19 in 2024. The repression of Christianity in the communist enclave is becoming more sharp as President Xi Jinping emphasizes unity over all individual freedoms. China is one of the worst persecutors of believers at scale, but the fact that it still doesn't crack the World Watch top 10 says something about how bad things are elsewhere. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A U.S.-based organization is transforming the house of an Auschwitz commandant into a research center devoted to fighting anti-Semitism. The house lies next to the site of the former death camp, now the Auschwitz-Birkenau State Museum. The counter-extremism project is setting up the Auschwitz Center on Hate, Extremism, and Radicalization in a bid to fight anti-Semitism. This is SRN News. One Israeli insider says a Jewish state has been traumatized by the Hamas terror attack.
Israel's former ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, predicts
it's going to take us a long time to heal.
Oren says Hamas has been waging its own form of psychological warfare.
It's incredible roller coaster, this emotional roller coaster.
And the latest news from Hamas amid the ceasefire hostage deal?
8 of the 33 that are scheduled to get back are dead.
For many Israelis, that turned their happiness to heartache.
We're not going to have the same joy if when the ambulance doors opens, it's not a person who gets out of the box.
Dr. Oren spoke with the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reported.
A cross-border conservation project is focusing on barn owls and it's fostering cooperation between Israeli and Arab researchers. They're looking at ways to boost the global population of the owls that hunt rodents in crop fields as a natural alternative to pesticides. More details at srnnews.com.